dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we're talking about dispute resolution. You can visit our website at freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that we give you there. They're all completely free. But throughout the first hour, for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about, as you pointed out, Mark, a great example of how not to handle dispute resolution, of how to not handle a situation, how to poorly handle a situation in which somebody has been disappointed by, say, a customer service, bad customer service, and then it escalates into a crazy level of drama that was entirely unnecessary. And, of course, both parties are at fault here for behaving poorly toward one another. In the first case, there was a dog that was coming up to another dog at a booth at a public event, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There was some conflict between the dogs. One person was told to leave. A young lady was told to leave, was yelled at to leave. And maybe yelling shouldn't have been used, but in that situation, it may have felt like the only option.
It's a poor way to get your customers to keep coming back.
Oh, definitely.
Right. It may have felt like the only option to get the person to move away, to separate the dogs and to do that. Apparently that did not result in, I guess the young lady came back, attempted to resolve the situation later. She claimed she was ignored, that she was not treated well. And then after that, months later, a blog post came out essentially besmirching the personality of the lady that was running the food booth, Mama Allie from Savannah or Knoxville Last Biscuit. And instead of just pointing out that they had a bad customer service experience and talking about the details about that, they did that, but they also essentially made it look like Mama Allie was a racist. And that resulted in Mama Allie getting upset and saying some things she might have regretted later on down the line, maybe without thinking too hard first before she hit the send button, which resulted in the people that had made the post about her possibly being a racist being pretty upset and feeling like they were threatened.
Yeah, this is essentially, you keep this up and you'll be sorry, kind of, if you want to consider that a threat, somebody could, certainly could, and at the same time, it's not a very real threat.
No violence was threatened, not at all. The statement was essentially that she will show them no mercy, just as they have shown her and her family. And so clearly,
and I think that that's almost an accurate statement. I feel like the fixes have they built a grudge, and I understand. They were treated poorly, but they in their mind it was left unresolved. The grudge built up over time, and I merciless. It might be the right term.
Right, and then it comes back again. I mean, it kind of. That happened a few months ago while Mama Allie was in jail. She ends up getting out, and then later on, I think she tried to apologize. She said G had apologized. But then later on, just this week, it bubbles up again. And now, essentially, it bubbled up because the folks that were originally offended, the fixes, had basically made a statement that they were not coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival if Mama Allie was going to be there. And so, therefore, if you wanted the fixes to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that...
You had to somehow stop Mama Allie from coming.
Right, you should stop Mama Allie from coming. And so that blew up. The whole controversy blew up again, and I thought...
And then now they've brought on board Brad Spangler as their sort of free market lawyer advocate guy. With the intent of doing some mediation and some arbitration.
There's a difference between mediation and arbitration. Arbitration is a much more, in my opinion, formal process that involves having an arbitrator and involves having two sides agreeing on that arbitrator and agreeing to abide by the arbitrator's decision. It's a much more formal process, whereas a mediation could have been, like I suggested, where you get a mutual friend to come into a situation and hear everybody out and talk, kind of mediate the situation and just get it done. Whereas arbitration is more like, well, you have to choose this and you have to choose this person.
It's turned into is this sort of Facebook war, flame war, where I guess it sounds like a bunch of anarchists want Mama Allie to follow their rules, which I think is a laughable kind of scenario.
I called it laughable and I was attacked for that.
People that don't want to follow other people's rules want other people to follow their rules.
And this was after Mama Allie had come on there and publicly, this whole Facebook war, she had come on and publicly, said she was sorry, to whoever was offended that she had no intention to ignore anybody. And then on top of that, she offered to make good on the coffee that the young lady was unable to acquire on the day that she was offended. She offered to pass the peace pipe and to talk about these things in person. So it seemed clear to me that she was willing to remedy the situation, that she was willing to work towards a solution, but that she didn't want to go through whatever this arbitration process was because, as I pointed out, there weren't any damages. Nobody was actually harmed beyond their feelings being hurt. Nobody lost any money. They hadn't bought coffee and didn't receive it. Nobody had anything stolen from them.
Well,
nobody
actually, damages have occurred, and they've occurred through the arbitration process. There have been people posted on Facebook that said that they're not coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and they're not doing it because
but that doesn't mean that the fixes were damaged. The people were not damaged.
I understand the fixes weren't, but through the process, there have been damages to the Free State Project and the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, but that's like saying that if, you know, you publish your album online and somebody downloads it, that you've been damaged. I don't know if that's true. Those people may not have come anyway, so it's hard to say.
They may not have.
But it's hard to say that, Mark. I wouldn't say that. But there were no damages in the case involving the fixes and involving Mama Allie. No one was damaged, so therefore, why does it need to go to arbitration? Anyway, let's go to your thoughts here at 800-259-9231. We'll talk to Annie listening in New Hampshire. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to read some of the things that Mama Allie said on Facebook, because you had said that, you know, a lot of the things that she was saying were being misinterpreted, and I just wanted to read them and find out how those could be misinterpreted as not being violent or negative or, you know, hostile. And okay. I just wanted to read them and see, you know, how those could be misinterpreted.
I think there's a difference between negative and violent, but go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, recently, yesterday at 1:49 p.m., she said, and this is only a snippet, so obviously there's more around it, she said, "Never in my life have I seen two people who needed their mouths physically shut by my fist for all the lies and twisted truths that fly out of their lips."
Now, why don't you read this? Please read the context now, because as you said, that is a clip.
Yeah. Okay, the full one is that, you want me to read the whole thing?
The sentence surrounds, all of that surrounds what you just read, because it's entirely relevant.
Okay. As far as intimidation, I think that it's total crap. The fact of me and my business being pushed into a corner by lies and mislabels is overlooked as the first act of intimidation. If you back a bear into a corner, don't expect him to apply for an arbitrator that's just unnatural. Then she says that, you know, she's never seen two people that needed their mouths physically shut by her fist for all the lies and twisted truths that fly out of their lips. But I would never disrespect the point of Porkfest or allow them to best me by losing control of my anger at this matter. And until I'm disrespectful outside my own space and property, this is a dead horse.
Okay, so
but I'm wondering how that...
She
you know,
doesn't.
That
she's
not.
Right. If you just read that clip, it sounds like it's a threat of violence. But if you read the surrounding statements, she's saying essentially that she's so frustrated by what she feels has been done to her that she would, you know, she feels like, you know, she could get violent, but she's not going to lower herself to that level, and she's not going to do that. So the statement is expressly that she's not going to stoop to that level, but she's just expressing how she feels,
and that's not really a good way to express yourself.
Like I've said from the very beginning, this is a study in how not to handle interpersonal disputes.
No doubt. I mean, clearly she could be more diplomatic and you know, work toward forgiveness. And I've talked to her about that. But to suggest that that's a violent statement, I think is incorrect. It's just her talking about how she feels. And some people might be frustrated by the idea that they've been labeled as a racist. And so I think that's why she was, you know, expressing that frustration.
Well, who is going to say this type of language? Is that the kind of person that you want around you in this community?
Annie, do you think that the fix's response to this situation was entirely appropriate?
Pardon me?
Do you think that the fix's response to this situation was entirely appropriate?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll come back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We bring you the features there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include different things, including the archives. We've got years' worth of archives right there on the front page of the website. You can go all the way back as late as 2006 in the archive section. Then right at the top of the page, there's the last week's worth. Just click and download. It's very simple, and it's entirely free. So go to freetalklive.com and know that the archives are brought to you by the folks over at HostGator.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their easy-to-use, free site builder tools and the 4,500 different templates they have for websites. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
Some folks were offended by some poor customer service at the what they consider to be poor customer service at the last Biscuit food kitchen, basically, that was providing food for folks at the Porcupine Freedom Festival of 2010. The 2011 Pork Fest is coming up this year, and it's going to be a blast. It's going to be the June 20th through the 26th, and I hear that Last Biscuit is coming back, and that has, of course, resulted in controversy because nobody bothered to resolve the customer service issue at the event. So therefore, months later, the people that were offended posted a blog post, which essentially not only outed the bad customer service publicly, but also attempted to out Mama Allie, the lady in charge of Last Biscuit, as a racist, which was unfortunate because that resulted in Mama Allie getting upset and posting some less than friendly things publicly about the folks that had posted the blog, and then back and forth, and now it's all come out all over again here. And we've got Annie on the line in New Hampshire. And Mark, you'd asked her a question, and I don't think you'd asked it entirely. You didn't have enough time maybe to ask it appropriately. So can you re-ask Annie the question you were asking before we went to break?
Annie, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So my question is this. When you want to make amends with people, it's best to be able to walk a mile in their moccasins, to know where they're coming from and what the way they've been offended and that kind of things. And I think in this circumstance that there's offense on both sides. And I guess what I want to ask you is, do you think that there's been a offense from the fix's side? Because if you don't see the offense, you're never going to be able to internalize it and then forgive the other person. So I guess, do you see the offense that Mama Allie might have felt when she was in jail and the blog post was put out by Zach about, you know, alluding to her, less than subtle racial comments and things like that?
I think that after the initial incident, I guess you keep saying the customer service incident happened at Pork Fest, they have since actually tried to just let the community know, I guess, what kind of person she is, and that's why they were posting the racist things that she was saying, or what might be interpreted as racist. Some of her other posts, just to, tell everybody what kind of person she is. And I think Ian had said something about he thinks that Zach is trying to besmirch her character or her personality. But, and that's just one interpretation of it. You know, I think that, from what I've read, is they're trying to do is let everybody know what kind of person she is.
Yeah, that's what Zach had said. I had a long conversation with Zach the other day online about this, and that was essentially his excuse was, well, I've done this before. I've outed people in the Liberty community. I've shown them on my blog for who they really are, and I wasn't trying to, do anything differently than what I've done in the past. So he has apparently done similar things in the past, and he felt like, he was just doing his job as somebody who's kind of keeping an eye on the community and keeping an eye on people. But the problem, I think, there is that there was a conclusion drawn, whether Zach intended to or not. People are going to draw conclusions from the quotes that were taken, and in many cases taken without the ability, of context or the benefit of the context of those quotes. That, yes, the quotes were, certainly they seemed insensitive, and to somebody who doesn't live in the community in which Allie lives, they may have seemed downright racist, but it doesn't mean that she's a racist, and I understand that he didn't say she was a racist, but he couldn't understand how people might see that, how people might infer, perhaps, that from his blog post that they would think that she was a racist. And so, therefore, he didn't think that he had done anything wrong. And it doesn't sound like you think he did anything wrong either.
I think that everybody should know everything goes on in a situation.
You think that the you don't think that that whips up the drama around it? I mean, there have been people on Facebook that have said, you know, I'm sick of hearing this crap. I'm not coming to Porkfest as a result of this. I mean, that has happened
that that
for real in
by
real
not
life.
Having these people there.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. I wasn't finished talking.
Do you think that that could be avoided by, you know, not having people who speak this way or act this way there?
You want to be selective in who can come to Porkfest and who can't, just to make sure that Mama Allie can't come?
Well, people can certainly not be, you know, they can not welcome them. They can ignore them if they don't like them.
But a lot of people like them. I mean, hundreds of people had positive experiences and ate their food. And, it might have been fair if this was done in some sort of a public forum where Allie had the chance to respond to the accusations at the time. In fact, she was in jail when the original blog post came out, so she didn't even know that it was
Filming a police officer committing a violent act.
I thought that some things had been posted before that. They just weren't highly read.
Not as I recall. I mean, maybe, but it certainly blew up while she was in jail. And so, essentially, the Liberty community had the opportunity to read these statements that were ostensibly racist, and Allie did not have the chance to respond to those. And I'm sure the Fixes would say that they didn't do that on purpose, and I have no reason to disbelieve them in that case. But it's clearly an unfair, essentially a smear against a woman who is not a racist. I mean, having had these conversations with her, and I can't believe that the folks on the other side can't see how that people might interpret it that way.
Well, sometimes people aren't going to like the truth. They're, if they're not...
What's the truth?
You know, the truth is that she said those statements. The truth is that she's a racist. The truth is that she doesn't want to participate in even the Liberty community's ideal.
Annie, I just admitted on the air, a few segments ago, that I have used the N-word in the past. Am I a racist?
I don't know you well enough to... That.
I'm telling you, I'm not. I used it in contexts where I was talking to my roommates who were black. They would use, terms like cracker as a response or honky or something like that. You know, it was all in good fun. But you can't really tell those things when they're printed on, in the printed word on Facebook.
And I think if
one wants to dig in one's position and say that, this person's good, this person's bad, this person's right, this person's wrong, you're never going to see resolution.
Yeah, and that's what I saw happening here. And Annie also just touched on something we haven't mentioned yet that I also heard from Zach in my conversation with him yesterday, and that is that essentially that Mama Allie doesn't have the libertarian cred. Annie just touched on this and just kind of brushed right by it, that she doesn't want to be part of the community was the statement that was made. Isn't that what you said, Annie?
Yes.
All right, I'll tell you what here. We'll address that coming back in a moment. Thank you, Annie, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. She's not libertarian enough, so therefore we shouldn't be friends with her and we should kick her out. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages. You can edit virtually anything there. It's the point of the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Totosec, it's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It is a retail grocery bag carrier made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, right in Bensenville, Illinois, as a matter of fact. Go check it out at totosec.us. That's TOTASAK.US. And once you have a Totosec, you'll be surprised that you're, you know, wow, I live my life without this thing. It's awesome. Totosec.US.
I happen to agree. It is a great product, and I use it every time I bring the groceries back from the car. Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win a two-pack of the Totosec, though, so stay tuned for your opportunity to do that. 800-259-9231. We're talking about disputes between parties, and specifically disputes within the Liberty Movement. This is more of a reality show night tonight here on Free Talk Live because we're part of this movement. This isn't just a talk show. We are actually activists, and we get out there and we do the things, a lot of the things that we talk about. And we're talking about a conflict that brewed up at last year's Pork Fest that has been festering ever since, unfortunately, because the parties involved did not put enough effort into resolve the situation at the event, instead putting more effort into researching the character of the woman they believe offended them, and then writing a blog post about it, essentially outing her as what they believed to her to be a racist. They didn't actually claim that. They just posted some things that she said that might be interpreted in that fashion. yeah, she probably shouldn't have said those things, but she lives in a different culture than a lot of these the folks that might be reading those quotes live in, and you know, there are reasons why those things were posted, and she's certainly not a racist, so that was incorrect. But the other things that were posted that we didn't really focus on in this this attack piece blog was that, well, she's not a real libertarian. She doesn't care about the community, and the advocate for the folks that posted the hit piece blog.
I'm not even sure what the libertarian community is.
Called in a moment ago and alluded to this, and that's why I'm focusing on it now. Well, they just wanted the fixes. These are the people that posted the blog, or Zach Fix was the guy that posted the blog. And we've had Zach on the program in the past. He used to head up Bureau Crash way, way back.
Yep, we advocated for his as him to be named as president of Bureau Crash. I think right. He's a great activist.
So again, he posted this blog post, which essentially used Mama Allie's own words to show that she didn't care about the community and she was just there to make money and this and that and so forth. And that's not the Mama Allie. And I don't have the quotes in front of me. That's
right.
Not
well,
the Mama Allie I know.
One can take quotes and create whatever one wants with the quotes.
Right.
I mean, I've seen Mama Allie's quotes where she's, basking in, spiritual joy and stuff that she talks about on there. And I wouldn't expect that he posted any of those.
No, it was all very, very negative, and having talked to Mama Allie a number of times on this radio program, and having talked to her in person at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and she actually moved up here for a short period of time. Unfortunately, she had to leave due to court issues, but down in Georgia that were not resolved. But she came up here to be part of this movement. She came up here. She left behind essentially an incredibly successful business in Savannah, a 24-hour-a-day operation feeding the people of Savannah, a much larger marketplace, to come here to Keene, New Hampshire, a place that's, a tenth the size
smaller
of Savannah, and open up her business here for the purpose of backing up this movement. Yes, she is new to the ideas of liberty. One of the other complaints on this blog was that, well, she doesn't accept the NAP. She doesn't accept the NAP. Well, what's the NAP? That's the non-aggression principle.
Right, so if you have to ask the question, maybe you don't know too much about the community either. I mean, a lot of people don't know what this term means.
Right, and she didn't know. In fact, I talked to her this week on the phone, and I asked her, do you know what the NAP is? Have you ever had the chance to, have you ever been presented with this? She said, I have no idea what that is. And so I explained it to her, and I said that it essentially means that you believe that people should live their lives without aggressing against other people. That we should be engaging in working with one another on a consensual basis.
And I think we're all figuring out what that means, on a day-to-day basis more and more.
Right.
Where does the NAP come in? What does this mean in this particular instance? I think that, it requires fleshing out. And I'm not surprised she, doesn't know the intricacies of it.
No, she's not a scholar. She's not somebody who's been studying this in college, like I believe Zach Fix has done. He's an educated man. He's been in the liberty movement for probably his entire adult life. Mama Allie is in her early 30s, and she's never been in this movement before. She was brought into this movement by the activists that found her down there and introduced her to the New Hampshire scene and what was going on up here. And she came up and she got excited and she met a bunch of neat people and had a good time. And then months later, somebody takes some of her opinions from online that had not honestly been formed very well at that time, and then posts them to let everybody know what she's really like. Well, anybody that's actually met her and talked to her knows what she's really like. And the people that don't know what she's really like are going to read this hit piece blog post, and they're going to draw certain conclusions from it. And Zach Fix refused to acknowledge that somebody might draw the conclusion that she's a racist from the post that he made.
I thought that when I read it, and I'm going completely from memory here, but my recollection was that he said something in his explanation for the blog post was, well, don't give me that it's her culture because I lived in South Carolina. I can't remember where he said, but some southern place at one point or another. And, I wasn't like that or something like that. I can't remember exactly what was said, but, well, I mean, isn't that clear what he was trying to say then? Is that
she was a racist?
There's not an excuse for her talking like this if it's about where she's from, because I have been to those places and, I'm not like that or whatever. So, I mean, it seems clear what he was trying to allude to.
I grew up in the South.
That's
too.
Dodgy, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if you're going to call a person racist, call them a racist, and you know, let's be done with it and let's deal with that particular issue.
You know, the most effective way that I've always settled disputes is that I think that you have to say, okay, I'm responsible for my role in this, and I'm sorry. And then the other person comes around and also says, yes, I had a role in this. I know there's some things I did wrong. I apologize for my role in it. And that's how
I totally agree with this, except it can be really annoying when you accept your role in the situation.
And the other person doesn't.
And the other person doesn't. Yeah. Like, you know, Wayne, you say, you know, you're sorry for whatever to me. And I'm like, right. I accept your apology, Wayne.
Right.
You're a big man.
And that's where I think the impasse came out here.
Yes.
I think that's where we came to an impasse between the parties in this situation. Because it sounded to me, from what Mama Allie posted publicly this week, when this whole controversy bubbled up again on Facebook, she posted publicly that she apologized for anybody that was offended, and she's willing to make good, and she's willing to pass the peace pipe, and she's willing to talk about this in person. That was the first apology that needed to be made. It was the apology for the original offense, the original poor customer service. Now, you could say that she didn't apologize directly or whatever, but she says that G had apologized in the past. So she was apologizing generally to anybody that was offended. Look, please, if you were offended, let's meet this next pork fest. Let's talk about it. I'll buy you the cup of coffee. We'll pass the peace pipe and everything will be cool. So that was the first apology, and it would seem to me that it would be appropriate to follow suit at that point to say, well, I'm sorry, too, for posting those things on the blog post when maybe I should have just focused on the customer service issue rather than focusing on your personality and trying to out you as a racist. But that never happened because they, from what I can tell, don't believe, from my conversation with Zach, he doesn't believe there was anything wrong with what he did. This is what he does. He outs people in the movement that he thinks are bad and posts the evidence that he believes proves that they're bad. And so since he wasn't willing to apologize for that...
Well, then there shouldn't be anything wrong with us talking about this on the show, because all we're doing is pointing out what's occurred, right? These are just facts.
Right, yeah. So,
because I can tell you that this is going to whip some people into a frenzy. I mean, this is absolutely, us doing an hour and 45 minutes on the show about this topic is going to make some people very, very angry.
That's fine. Let them be angry.
Just saying.
I think that people need to forgive. I think they need to de-escalate. And I have not
de-escalate.
I have not seen any evidence that the people who posted the blog, Zach Fix, that they had been willing to do that de-escalation on their side. It seemed to me that Mama Allie was willing to move in that direction, but unless, as you say, both parties are willing to move in that direction, you've got an impasse on your hands. So had Zach apologized after Mama posted her apology and willingness to make good, then maybe Mama would have been able to apologize for rudely responding to his blog post. Well, coming up, you bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can join us online if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live. Become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the Amp-only call-in lines, the Amp-only forum, podcast, and more. And you can do it for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal and get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a series of bad decisions on the part of multiple parties that led to extreme drama explosion up here that may have some...
It's not really up here. It was on Facebook. And
true.
I've heard...
Involving people that don't even live here in New Hampshire.
Right. I've heard one of the statements is, I'm not moving to New Hampshire because there's too much drama in the Free State Project, and they'll cite certain incidences and things like that. And most of the drama doesn't actually occur in New Hampshire. It occurs in the virtual place called Facebook.
Mm.
So even if it's having to do with some people who live in New Hampshire, hashing it out, who are members of or signers of the Free State Project Statement of Intent, and they've moved up early, they still aren't really doing it in New Hampshire. All of the drama really occurs in Facebook.
Yes, that's true. And so we're going to continue here and get your thoughts on this situation where people have just been behaving poorly toward one another and no one has really stopped down and said, whoa, this is maybe what I did was inappropriate and I'm sorry. There was at least one apology that went out, but the other side hasn't seemed to been willing to apologize. They want to press forward into some sort of an arbitration when no one has actually had anything lost or damaged or stolen or anything like that. So let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on the Amp Lines. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Mark, Ian, and Wayne. How are you guys doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
I just kind of wanted to point out, and I'm kind of hesitant to do so, but, I don't want to irritate anybody, but it seems to me that Zach Fix saying that he won't go to the pork fest because somebody else is going, that seems a little childish to me. And it also seems like he's letting that person control what he does with his life.
Well, to be fair, that was the initial statement, and then later on they did change that and are now apparently going to go, but are wanting the folks from the Last Biscuit to stay away from them. I'll have to get their exact demands here in just a moment.
The demands are something like they must be more than 100 feet from them at all times or something like that, and issue an apology, which I guess they've already done that, right?
Well, no, they've only apologized for the initial offense, not the following, what they considered threats
exchanges,
yeah.
Which is still just a bit childish in my book, and still kind of letting them control their lives. Now, being at Porkfest last year, you have little campsites, and there's roads right next to the campsites. And at any point in time, somebody is going to be within 10 or 15 feet of somebody else. And if they go to, if the fixes go to any of the events in the big barn, and the people from the Last Biscuit happen to go to that event too, they're within 100 feet. They're in a big crowd. The only demand that I could, that I would agree with is say, look, this is the lot that I'm renting. This, you stay off this lot.
I've got the actual demands here. So apparently they are intending to attend Porkfest. At Porkfest, they now ask that, number one, at Porkfest 2011, the Biscuit couple agree to come no closer than 100 feet away from the fixed couple at all times, not setting foot on the camping or commercial areas allocated to the fixed couple. The fixed couple likewise pledged to not set foot on the camping or commercial areas allocated for the Biscuit couple, and that, number two, the Biscuit couple provide a sincere apology.
I think they both should. That's the problem here.
Yeah, and that is the problem, is that when I've talked to Mama Allie, she has said she is more than willing to apologize. And when I talked to Zach Fix, he did not seem to have any intention of apologizing for what he had done.
That does sound fair. You've got it. It takes two to tango, and the Fixes do need to kind of recognize that. I agree with that.
And maybe he'll change his mind. Maybe later on down the line he'll change his mind and he'll come on the air and talk to us and apologize, because I had asked him yesterday if he wanted to come on the show and talk to Mama Allie and see if we could come to some sort of an agreement or, come to a resolution on this conflict. And he, had agreed to do it, but then unfortunately they had to put their cat down apparently that night, and so it was, obviously they were grieving and they couldn't make it on. And then today his wife Garland, who was originally the offended party in this case, she had contacted me saying she was willing to come on and talk to Allie in the hopes that she would get an apology directly from her on the air. And I said, great, I'll get Mama Allie, we'll get her on the phone, and we'll schedule this. And then 3 hours later, after I'd already contacted Allie to say, hey, come on, let's do this tonight, then Garland backs out and decides that she felt it would not be fair to have me on this show without her having her advocate on the air or something like that. And so she's backed down. She said Zach is busy with something tonight, so he couldn't come on. And I just decided, all right, I'm not going to just keep waiting. I've already asked Mama Allie to come on twice and canceled on her once, so I figured we'd just have Mama Allie on and just end up talking about this. But there's still an open invitation to Zach if he wants to come on and, air his side of this. And one of the things he had pointed out, actually, about Mama Allie was that, that she's not a real agorist. And that's where one of the big points of dissent has come from this libertarian purity test, mm-hmm. or this agorism purity test, where he's basically saying that, because she's not doing it for activist purposes, she's selling food just underground as a black market business or a counter-economic business, she therefore doesn't qualify as an agorist. So there's also this kind of undercurrent of, you're not good enough to be part of our club,
right,
on.
You know, if you have a secret club, your secret club isn't going to get very big. And I personally, my goals for the libertarian movement, the liberty movement in the United States, is to see it become a very large umbrella that everybody can get under. And by that, I don't mean that they participate in all kinds of politics under it. I mean that they can see their way to, you know, to enacting the non-aggression principle in their lives. I want to welcome people into the movement, not to exclude them. And I don't know. I didn't talk to Zach, so I don't know precisely what he said.
And you're not going to like everybody you meet in the Liberty Movement, but you have the choice as to who you interact with. And if there's somebody you don't care for, you just don't interact with them.
So, Matt, are you going to avoid the Porcupine Freedom Festival as a result of this drama?
Oh, I'll still be there if I can make it. The problem I have is finances. But the other thing is that a big part of the movement, in my eyes, is you have to allow other people to act freely and to act the way they're supposed to act. And it doesn't sound like the fixes are allowing the last biscuit, Mama Allie, to act the way she's going to act. Because in a lot of ways, this isn't so much about their business. This is a personal thing. It sounds like G was trying to protect his dogs, and it sounds like she was trying to protect her dogs. And not only was their campsite a business, it was also a personal spot for them to camp out. It kind of like their home. It was kind of both. It was, so there's a lot more going on than just poor customer service. It gets into the realm of a personal conflict, too. And a lot of times that happens between dog owners.
Yeah, and it's a personal conflict that has clearly been escalated on both sides when both sides had the opportunity and have had the opportunity to de-escalate and to apologize and to forgive. And it's just a shame to see that's not happening. Instead, they're pushing toward this arbitration, which in my opinion is completely unnecessary, at least because you have one side who's saying, hey, look, I'm willing to apologize. You guys are the ones that want to put all these terms down and have some sort of arbitration and go through this process when it doesn't seem entirely necessary. Matt, any other thoughts?
No, I guess that's it.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I was going to say, you know, when things come up in family situations for me or work situations, I don't really want to hear who's to blame with something. I just want to know what happened. And then usually, you know, there's not one party that's completely absolved of all responsibility. Even if one person maybe has done thrown a few more rocks over the fence, so to speak, most of the time both of them are throwing rocks.
Absolutely, that's what's happening.
And so that's the key here, is that both parties need to just apologize for their role in it, shake hands, make up. You don't have to even talk anymore. Just drop it.
But because Ali doesn't want to go to arbitration over this, the fixes are refusing to do anything of the sort. They have their path that they want to go on.
Anarchists that are upset that you're not following their rules.
Right. They won't come on the air and talk about it or talk it out. They don't want to go through mediation. They just want to go and have more conflict. It's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.